Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. Joining us now from Warsaw, Poland, is Hoda Barak, who is the Global Communications Manager at 350.org. She is an editor and contributor to the Egypt Independent, and she joins us from Warsaw. Welcome to Background Briefing, Hoda Barak.
Thank you. Thanks for being with you.
And I wanted to talk about this extraordinarily tragic coincidence here as the super typhoon Haiyan apparently has killed over 10,000 people in the Philippines. It is one of the strongest storms ever recorded. And there you are in Warsaw, Poland for the latest installment of the UN climate talks, COP19. So is there a possibility, Hoda, that this latest evidence of climate change will impact these talks so that they go beyond rhetoric to reality?
This is exactly what we're here to make sure happens. We're here to remind the delegates that are convening for this conference that the world is watching and waiting, and it's time for action, and it's time for things to go beyond mere conferences. The reality is that climate change is affecting the world, and this storm is a very tragic reminder of that. And this is exactly what we're bringing as a message to this conference.
And what kind of a coincidence is that while the UN climate talks are underway there in Warsaw, Poland, that there's also this world summit on coal, at which I believe the main UN delegate in charge of the UN climate conference is also going to be a keynote speaker at the World Coal Association. And there is nothing more damaging to the planet than the burning of coal. That is the number one contributor to CO2 and climate change. So that strikes me as an odd coincidence.
We think it's beyond the mere coincidence. It is obviously a stance towards their position in regards to this issue, and we are awaiting apprehensively what Cristiana Figueres will be saying during this coal summit, with hopes that she does take this as an opportunity to relay the strong message that should be given to the coal industry, in that this is a rogue industry. It's coming to an end. It's time to move beyond it. And this is an opportunity to make that known. If the Polish policy is trying to circumvent that, then we hope that she takes the opportunity to relay a different message. If not, we are certainly here to make sure that this message comes out from this conference, and we're not going to be bystanders to this being ignored.
And Cristiana Figueres, who you mentioned, she is the new executive secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. And she is pretty much in charge of these climate talks, but she's also the keynote speaker at the World Coal Convention, or the World Coal Summit, I guess, World Coal Association Summit. So I take it we should wait for her remarks. But back to the UN itself, what is the sense then that is there any talk about what just happened in the Philippines? Is there are people making that connection?
I can tell you for sure that in terms of the civil society, this is the main connection for us. And we are here to make sure that this connection is related to the delegates and to the countries that, again, have a strong stance in or play out a big role in whether or not these conferences take a different shape. So, again, developing countries at the forefront, the delegates from the Philippines, of course, are going to be, we anticipate them relaying the strong message, and the civil society will be here to echo that and to support that and to move that message forward. So this is for us definitely the main connection and the one that we are mainly concerned and seeking for the rest of the delegates to take on as well.
So was Poland chosen as the site for the UN climate conference because it's so reliant on coal? I believe 80% of its energy comes from coal. We know that the timing of having this coal summit is fairly obvious. But mm-hmm. what was the choice of Poland in the first place? Was that to do with its contribution to CO2?
Well, I'm not familiar with the background. I believe there might be some logistical or some routine elements to how the UN chooses countries. But for us, it is a very it's a sad choice, but it is one that we're going to take advantage of in very clearly putting forward the message of what needs to happen towards the fossil fuel industry and the stance that needs to be taken towards it.
And I believe that Jamie Henn, the co-founder with Bill McKibben of 350.org, is joining us also from from Warsaw, Poland. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good to be with you.
Well, and Hoda as well. So, Jamie, tell me, we talked about the coincidence of this coal summit underway in a country that 80% reliant on coal, which is the worst global warming gas. But there's also another global warming gas, methane. And one of the concerns there is about fracking here in the United States is that the data is not in yet, but there is a lot of fear and some growing evidence that the fracking mania that's going on here in the United States is opening up fissures where there's a leakage of methane both through these fissures and at the wellheads of this very fast-growing industry, and that this becomes a wash because in terms of the advantage of burning natural gas instead of coal, it's pretty obvious that natural gas is less polluting. But methane is hundreds of times worse. So if in order to get natural gas you're releasing methane, then it's a wash. It's a net loss in terms of climate change.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And actually, it could be even more than a wash. It could be worse than coal, depending on the rate of leakage. And you're right, there really hasn't been an appropriate study done in the United States about this. There's been a number of scientific studies done by researchers from the University of Colorado and a few other places, but we've yet to see a serious study by the Environmental Protection Agency or any other Obama administration office to really look into this issue. And the fact that we're handing out hundreds and thousands of fracking permits across the United States without actually seriously looking at whether or not this could be an absolute climate disaster is completely unacceptable. One of the places where we're really going to see this fight take place is in California. Governor Jerry Brown has been moving forward in bits and pieces, fracking not only for gas, but also for the oil underneath the Monterey Shale. What we're asking for is, first, a complete stop to this sort of destructive behavior because of the clear facts on the ground about climate change. But at the very least, what should be done is a full study about the impacts that methane leakage and other problems that are connected with fracking would have before we move forward. So you're right. I think that there hasn't been a serious study about these things, and the industry has been able to push it forward without the type of scientific research that we need. Hopefully, California could be a place where we apply the brakes a little bit and begin to really study this issue.
Are you bringing this up, though, or others bringing this up in this conference, this UN conference?
That's right. So it's interesting to see how fracking is becoming much more of a global issue. I've been talking with activists here who are in places like Romania, the Netherlands, the UK, Argentina, all around the world. Companies are beginning to really make this push for fracking and for natural gas. And activists are beginning to ask the same questions we've been asking in California and elsewhere. It's exciting to see people beginning to make those connections, beginning to share resources and figure out ways to really stand up to this industry. Of course, much of the fracking that's happening internationally is being done by U.S. companies and none other than Chevron right there in California, who's really helping push forward fracking in places like Argentina that don't have a domestic oil industry that's doing it. So I think that that's actually one of the most important things that can come out of the next 2 weeks here. In some ways, it's less about what the diplomats are doing on the inside and more about what civil society can do in terms of sharing resources and beginning to build the type of global movement we need to stand up to the fossil fuel industry.
And Hoda Baraka, give me a sense of what is the interaction between activists like yourself and Jamie from 350.org and other organizations around the world and these diplomats meeting under the UN climate umbrella, climate summit umbrella. How do you interact?
Well, for us, it's one common message that we're here to relay, and we're making every effort to be as present as all the strongest possible way in being here is enough, and obviously for us is relaying messages, as Jamie said, from activists from all over the world who are sharing the same concerns, and we're here to use this platform to relay that message and to make it clear that we are united in standing up to this industry.
And Jamie, how do you and these other activists get these delegates on the inside to listen to you? If indeed you are in separate universes here, because it's quite concerning to think that the woman in charge of the UN summit is also the keynote address. She's going to give the keynote address for this coal summit that's also underway in Warsaw.
Yeah, that is really disturbing. Well, the thing to remember about the UN climate talks is that there really are champions on the inside, and I would say all of them, if not 99% of them, come from developing countries like the Philippines, who have just been absolutely devastated by this typhoon, small island nations, African nations, people that are really already seeing the impacts of climate change in their home countries and understand the opportunities that are associated with really moving towards a clean energy future. So we work really closely with a lot of those nations, and I think that that type of solidarity is really important. In terms of the coal summit and the role that UN Secretary Cristiana Figueres is playing, I think it's really worrying. This is exactly the type of cozying up to the fossil fuel industry that we've seen in governments around the world, and we had hoped that the UN was more immune to this sort of work. I think that she has a lot to prove when she goes to that talk to really stick it to the industry and say, listen, you don't have a role in solving this problem. Your role is to keep your coal in the ground and not burn that carbon dioxide and move as quickly as possible
sure.
towards clean energy.
Well, I thank you.
If she goes with that message, we'll have some problems.
Well, I thank both of you for joining us. Jamie Henn, the co-founder with Bill McKibben of 350.org, and Hoda Baraka, the global communications manager of 350.org. This has been Background Briefing. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon and David Rocha. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. I'll be back again with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. One more light goes on in the